الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us once more with a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The day of Friday has many specialities which are not found in the other days of the week. And we find that this is the very day Allah Rabbul Izzat created the father of humanity and mankind, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Fiha khuliqa Adam. This is the day in which Adam alayhi salam was created. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed him in Jannah. And on the day of Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then created for Adam alayhi salam a spouse, a partner, a wife from his rib, left rib, as is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a companion, because he had all the ni'mats in Jannah, but he was still lonely because he was all alone and he needed a companion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a companion in the form of Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, the mother of humanity and mankind. Islam found companionship which he was missing. Jannat was there. All the food, the palaces, the clothing, all the fruits, all the drinks, everything was there. But one thing was missing, and that was a companion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw in him the loneliness and the desire for companionship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his companion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then created in him the natural urge of a male for a female. That is the system of makhluq, of creation, of khilqat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a male will incline towards a female. That is Allah's nizam of creation, and that is the natural fitrat of insan. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made a system of operation of this world that you can't just have the female without first going through the necessary regulations, the procedures, because it comes with responsibility, it comes with zimmedari, it comes with hukuk, it comes with duty, it comes with responsibility. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Adam alayhi salam was attracted to Hazrat Hawa, he wanted to feel and touch, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited him and said, no, first nikah has to be performed. And so the nikah was performed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they were made husband and wife. And thereafter, obviously now, the relationship of husband and wife comes into existence once the... And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them many, many offspring and children. Obviously the very long story which takes in time to go into the detail of how they came onto the earth. They were separated. Then after 40 years they came together, and Allah ta'ala granted them many offspring, and that became the beginning of the human family on earth, the human race. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made the institution of nikah, that the whole purpose of nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقْتُكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who from amongst his, the signs of his qudrat, Allah ta'ala made for us our partners for nikah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the maqsad and objective and purpose of the nikah. What is the purpose of nikah? The maqsad and purpose of nikah is litaskunu ilayha. And waja'ala baynakum mawadda wa rahma. So these are the three important words Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned in this ayat, that it is about sukoon. You must have peace of heart, you must have, you know, harmony, you must have happiness, you must have goodness, there must be peace. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. There must be muhabbat, there must be love, وَرَحْمَةً. There must be mercy, kindness, compassion. These are the foundations of nikah. These are the objectives of nikah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these the foundations of nikah. And then that nikah becomes a very powerful fort in which the family is brought up. And this is the protected fort for the children that come from that nikah. Their father, the mother, they are the fort, and the children stay in this protected fort, and they are brought up by the parents in the fort of nikah, so that they have both parents, father and mother, to bring them up. They need both. They need the father too, they need the mother too. You cannot have a complete family only with one. Unless, of course, there are circumstances out of our control, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will himself take responsibility, and Allah ta'ala becomes the guardian and the wakil and kafil. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nizam and system is there has to be the family, father, mother, they are the fortress, and in that they bring up their children. You need the father's authority, and you need the mother's kindness, and together the father's tarbiyah, the mother's tarbiyah, father makes tarbiyah with authority, because that is required. Mother makes tarbiyah with kindness, that is also required. And then you have a beautiful family, and you have good children, and you have pious children, and you have, mashallah, a very stable family, and this family becomes the building block of the community, the society, and that becomes the bigger building block of the ummah. The ummah is made up of individuals, but individuals then make up families, then families make up communities, and communities make the ummah. Like a big structure, like our beautiful Masjid, Quwwatul Islam Masjid here in Shell Cross, we see in the world there are bricks. Each brick is necessary for the masjid's existence. If we take away the bricks, then we weaken in the masjid. The more bricks we take out, the weaker the structure will become. Every brick is important to carry the weight and to keep the structure strong. So when the structure is weakened, and if the weak bricks become weak, then the whole structure starts becoming weak, and then it will collapse. The ummah will collapse if the family collapses. That is why there's so much of emphasis on family life in Islam, that we must protect the family life, we must preserve the family life. We must not damage the family life, because we are weakening the structure of the ummah when we weaken the family life. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so many ahkam in the Quran relating to family life with regards to nikah and all the rules and regulations, and regarding the maintenance of the children, and, you know, all the things about upbringing of the children and tarbiyat of the children. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about the importance of tarbiyat in this ayat, that how important everybody must protect their children from anything that will take them to nar, to the fire of Jahannam. And so Allah ta'ala gave us all these ahkam, these rules and regulations regarding family life, also about what happens if the family life breaks down and all, how they must do reconciliation, and they must go for counseling and try to make sulah, and وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all these rules and regulations because family is extremely important in Islam. The whole structure of the ummah, all good people of the ummah, the pious people of the ummah, the leaders of the ummah will come from good families, from strong families. But the moment the family becomes weak, then what will happen is there will be a lot of problems that will happen. And that is why Shaitan knows that the strength of this ummah is in the family. Therefore, it is the constant and consistent effort of Shaitan to weaken the family structure. That is his work, his job, so that he can break the fort of nikah. The fortress of nikah, which is the protection for the husband, the wife, and the children, Shaitan wants to destroy this fortress. And how does he achieve that? He achieves that through talaq. When talaq takes place, we have bombed out the whole fortress of the nikah, the family, and now we have destroyed the protection that was there for the family. There's no protection for that family. There's no protection for the father, mother, and the children, because that protective fortress has been destroyed by the attack of the shaitan. Therefore we find the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to us that the shaitan has got his little henchmen, or what we call his small agents, his small shaitan, and every day he sends them, go make fitna in the world, go make corruption, go mislead the people, and the shaitan goes, the small shaitan. And then they do their shararat, they do their fitna, they do their evil, and they come back in the evening to give karguzari and report back to the big shaitan that I did this today, I did that, I did that. Each one gives a report. So shaitan just brushes it off. Yeah, you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. You didn't achieve anything. But one comes, one small shaitan comes and says, today I created so much of fasad and mischief in the one family that I poisoned their mind, and I made the husband against the wife, I made the wife against the husband, and they began to hate each other so much that it ended up in a talaq, and the husband gave talaq to his wife. Wife also was demanding talaq. Husband also gave the talaq, and I destroyed that home. The shaitan stands up and he hugs him and he says, ah, you did good work. You did good work. You did good work. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Why did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us all this? To warn us as his ummah that be careful of the attacks of the shaitan. This is shaitan's work. Work of shaitan is to break the families. His mission is to break the families. So be careful and protect the family. Don't allow shaitan to destroy the fort of marriage. And so we find that unfortunately, today's time that we are living in, we are finding that shaitan is becoming more and more successful in his evil work, because more and more families are breaking up. And today if we see the statistics of talaq, it is so shocking and heartbreaking. Allahul Musta'an. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. How many homes are breaking up? There are cases of, obviously, young couples, their marriages are breaking up. But even some old couples and old families too, after many years of marriage and children and everything, the homes are also breaking up. And sometimes it is small things that is breaking up the marriages. Because no tarbiyat has been made. No effort has been made in, you know, learning about nikah and learning about how to conduct oneself in nikah. What husband must do, what are his duties, what are his responsibilities, how he must react, what must be his akhlaq, the wife, what are her duties, what are her responsibilities. Now, if that is not being promoted and they have not learned that, they have not educated themselves, they did not equip themselves with the necessary knowledge, then we find that unfortunately for every small thing, then they are ready for talaq. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Then we find the husband is constantly threatening his wife. You know, I'll give you talaq. I'll give you talaq. Be careful. He's threatening her every time. And sometimes then the wife also becomes frustrated and she keeps saying, give it to me. Give me my talaq. I want my talaq. Give me my tree. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. This is the height of stupidity. It is the height of foolishness. How can a person just break and destroy such a valuable ni'mat like nikah that Allah Ta'ala gave us? Before that nikah, that same boy and girl now, how much they were wanting to be together, how much they were wanting for the marriage to be, you know, a happy marriage, how much money they spent on the marriage, which is another chapter by itself. How much of israf is happening, Allah forgive us and forgive the ummah from this israf and wastage in the marriage. Sometimes they spend so many hundreds of thousands and the nikah didn't even last for 1 month or even 1 week. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So, it means that people have prepared for the wedding, but they didn't prepare for the marriage. They didn't prepare for the nikah. There's two things here. One is to prepare for the wedding. Oh, mashallah, people are masters in that topic. Everything they know, A to Z, menu, venue, guests and what and what and all the decor. A to Z, everybody knows that very well. They prepared for months for the wedding. But they didn't even take 1 day, the couple, to prepare for the nikah. They didn't take 1 day to prepare for the marriage, which is the asal thing. The main thing is the marriage, not the wedding function. You can have one simple nikah in a masjid with few people, the gawaz are there, wakil is there, khutbah is read, nikah is performed, khalas, the marriage is completed. There's nothing left to complete in that marriage. Every other thing is just all, you know, add-ons, extra things. The nikah is completed by the ijab and qabool and the wakil, wakalat and shahadat and the khutbah and the ijab and qabool in the masjid, nikah is completed. Now, and then the main thing is the knowledge, education, understanding of duties, responsibilities of marriage. But for that, no preparation was made. MashaAllah, in some countries like we find, you know, Malaysia, I heard that they have a pre-marriage program, pre-marriage courses for couples. The girl, the bride must go to the classes which are arranged by the ladies for the brides to prepare them for marriage. They go to a complete course, they get a certificate. Then the boy, the bridegroom must go, he must do a complete course on marriage to the sheikh, the ulama, they will give him a certificate. Then when they come for nikah, the performing nikah will first ask, let me see your certificate. Did you people learn? Did you prepare for marriage? Let me see your certificate. If you don't have a certificate, go get yourself prepared, go learn, and then come back. I'm not going to perform because they saw the problem. Unfortunately, we don't have that system here. But even if we don't have the system, the families must make fikr. The couple also must make fikr on their own. That girl must go for some classes, boy must go for classes. MashaAllah, there are many ulama organizations that will be more than happy and willing. We have sometimes from our organization this premarital workshop. The attendance is very poor. Few people come. It means to it goes to show that people are not giving any importance and they are not attaching any significance to preparation before the nikah. And that is the reason why, one of the biggest reasons why marriages are breaking up and talaqs are taking place is because of jahalat and ignorance. And people are not valuing and appreciating the ni'mat of nikah. Boy and girl, they went, you know, sometimes you go few times, they call it samosa run, whatever they want to call it, right? You're going now, you went this house, they said no. You went that house, they said no. You went another house, they said no. Finally, after a few tries, then they, one family said, okay, we will agree. The girl also, somebody came, she didn't like, they said no. Somebody else came, they said no. Somebody else came, said no. Then finally she said, okay, I like this person, I'm ready for nikah. So they went through all that. That time everybody was excited and happy. But when Allah Ta'ala gave us the ni'mat of the nikah, then now we want to kick that ni'mat away and we want to destroy that ni'mat to talaq. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If I want alim, recently his wife passed away, I went to his house to make taziyah. Very elderly alim, mashallah. He told me that every now and then, I used to tell my wife, Jazakallah for accepting my proposal. I tried places, everybody was telling me no. You were so good that you accepted my proposal. Everyone else was saying no, you said yes. I am grateful to Imad after 40 years of marriage and so many grandchildren, he used to still remind his wife and tell her, Jazakallah for accepting my proposal. Now that is what we call appreciation. Man is still appreciating after so many years. Right. So that was a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nikah is a great blessing. It's a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must appreciate it. Before nikah we were all jumping. Now when nikah is over, now the couple want to just fight and fight and fight and argue all the time. So therefore we have to go through the necessary, you know, program, training to understand. And even after nikah is over, it doesn't mean we can't prepare still. It doesn't mean that now it's finished, now we must carry on. We can still go for classes. We can still learn. Hazrat Haji Farooq Saab, rahmatullah alayh, I remember in one nikah program at Darul Zakaria many years ago, he mentioned that even now, after nikah is over too, even after a few years too, couples should read some good books on nikah together. And each one should read, they should read it in such a way that each one must say how I can apply it to myself, not the next person. That is another problem. When we read the books on nikah and so on, we say, yeah, this is my wife's fault, this is her fault, this is wrong. See what is mentioned in the kitab. Husband is telling the wife, you see what's mentioned here. You see now, you see what you're doing wrong. And the wife is telling, no, you also doing wrong. One light hearted story, youngster came to Maulana, he said, Maulana, you know, how do I learn about my faults? I want to learn about my faults because we all got faults, I want to fix my faults. So Maulana told him, very easy, you go tell your wife about her one fault and she will tell you all your faults. That is the hakikat. But the matter is that we have to, you know, look at all these things that are causing the breakdown of marriage. Sometimes it is because we don't have the khawf of Allah Ta'ala. We don't realize what a big thing we are doing. The arsh of Allah is shaking when we give talaq. We are shaking Allah's arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting very upset and angry with us that we are not making naqadri of the ni'mat of nikah. And we are doing something that is going to cause a lot of suffering, misery and problems for everyone, for the husband to, the wife to, and the children. Because we know what happened. And mainly talaq is given in a state of ghussa and anger. Husband is angry, wife is angry, wife is shouting, I want my